Errant Venture, Almania System.
Raynar Thole's Stealth X, its S-foils locked together in standard flight configuration, rose into the belly bay of the Red Star Destroyer orbiting the planet Almania. His fighter had a little scoring along the port side, the result of cruising just a trifle too near a missile detonation, and it would have to be patched up if he hoped to retain full stealth capability in time for the next engagement, wherever that might be. Rising into the bay, he could see the majority of the other Jedi Stealth X fighters already at their landing spots. He nudged his craft in the direction of an empty spot, marked off by yellow reflective tape laid down on a temporary basis, and settled in beside the fighter of Master Kip Duren. Moments later, canopy raised, he ignored the offer of a ladder from a support worker. He merely dropped over the side and landed between his fighter and Kip's. Kip stood there with his astromech, scrutinizing his starboard S-foils. Of average height, handsome, with graying brown hair worn long and currently matted by sweat and hours under a helmet, Kip did not look much like the Jedi Master he was. His dark Stealth X pilot's jumpsuit was rumpled, and he had a faint reddening of skin on his face, similar to a sunburn, suggesting that a laser volley had been stopped, mostly stopped, by his forward shields. Still, he looked normal, and Raynar felt a small pang of envy. His own features had been restored to nearly normal by numerous surgeries, the extensive burns he had experienced years ago detectable only as a few patches of slightly glossy skin resembling textured plastic. His face would no longer cause children to scream, and he had much to be grateful for, especially the fact that the Jedi had once again accepted him as one of their own. But occasionally he did feel a distant longing for an even greater degree of normalcy. He pulled off his helmet, then removed his gloves and dropped them into it.
"Master?"
Kip looked his way.
"Jedi Thole, you did well out there today."
It was the sort of encouragement a master tended to offer an apprentice or a newly elevated Jedi Knight, not one of Raynar's experience. But Raynar knew what it meant. "You've come back a long way from your own dark times. You're doing fine. Keep it up."
"Thank you, Master. Is there any update?"
Kip shrugged.
"We're recovering EV pilots now. The Sith Force has regrouped in a tight defensive formation. Very disciplined. They apparently got one of their disabled frigates moving again just before we took out the 7th, so their net loss is 6. We expect them to enter hyperspace at any moment."
"The Grand Master?"
Kip became just a little more somber. There were, of course, 2 Grand Masters in a sense. Luke Skywalker, in exile, and Kenth Hamner, who had succeeded him. And Hamner was dead. Details were still sketchy. Only the Jedi knew anything at all. Some of them had dimly felt it happen. Kip knew which Grand Master Raynar meant.
"Jade Shadow went into hyperspace hours ago. While we've been mopping things up here, there's been no further word from Master Skywalker. And there have been no instructions from the Temple."
He slapped his gloves against his thigh, a show of irritation or impatience not characteristic of most Masters. Another Stealth X rose into the bay, a ferocious shower of sparks spewing from its starboard thrusters. Its pilot maneuvered it skillfully enough, landing it well away from the other fighters to keep its fiery exhaust from damaging them. Kip watched it for a moment, then sighed.
"We don't know what to do. Until we know where Abeloth went, where the Sith are going, how the situation on Coruscant is shaking out."
"Understood.
Have Calrissian arrange a conference room for us. Ask Masters Ramus and Katarn to meet me there in half an hour. We need to make some contingency plans."
"Will do, Master."
"I'm going to see if I can sanesteem the stink of this battle off my skin."
Kip managed a little smile.
"Let me know when everything's set up."
His step jaunty, or perhaps just plausibly jaunty, he headed off to the temporary pilot's quarters.